This Chazar Zeichen Nishmach Chazar Zeichen Zvachim Daf Kuv Zayin. In fact, the Pesukim that we have dealt with so far teach that one is chayiv when a carbon was shechted inside the Mikdash and is then offered outside the Mikdash. How does the Talmud Kama know that one who offers a carbon outside is chayiv even when the carbon was shechted outside as well? And for the Marv, Kahana said, the Pasuk says, V'aleim Toimar, which teaches that the chayiv applies to what we discussed earlier, which is an animal that was shechted outside. Rava asked, that would make sense if the word V'aleim was written with an ayin. But over here, it's written with an aleph. Rather, Zakhtamar, it's a brisa taught by Rav Yishmael that says that the vav combines the two pashas, shechting outside and offering outside, to teach that the chayiv of offering outside even applies if it was shechted outside. Rav Yechon says, we learn from Gzeir Shavah, Havah, between shechting outside and offering outside. Rabbi B asked, the Mishnah says that there are 36 chayuve krisis in the Torah, and it goes on to list them. Now, according to what we're saying, there should be 37. There is the one who offers outside a carbon that was shechted inside, and the one who offers outside a carbon that was shechted outside. The Gemara remains the kasha. In fact, the later Mishnah says that one is chayiv for doing even a partial zrika outside the Mikdash. How do we know that one is chayiv for doing zrika outside? And for the Gemara, Braisa says that Rabbi Shmuel learns this from the words of Dam Yechoshev, and Rabbi Kiva learns it from Oy Zavach. Rabbi Shmuel uses the Oizavach to teach that one need not offer both an Oila and a Shlom in order to be Chayiv. Rabbi Akiva learns this from Lo Yevienu, written in the singular. Rabbi Shmuel uses these words to teach that one is only Chayiv for offering a complete thing. What this means is actually subject to Machlekes, as we'll have soon in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva learns this from La Asois Oisoi. Rabbi Shmuel says that two psukim are needed to teach that it must be complete. One for a carbon that was shechted inside and became incomplete and was then offered outside, and one for a carbon that was shechted outside and was then offered less than complete. Rabbi Akiva actually holds that one would be chayiv for a carbon that was shechted inside, which then became incomplete and was offered outside. Zakmar Vaiter, Rabbi Akiva uses the Dam Yechoshev to teach that one is also chayiv for offering outside a bird that was shechted. Rishmol learns this from the pasuk of Oy Asher Yishchot. Rabbi Akiva uses this to teach that one is only chayiv for shechting a bird carbon outside, not for malika of a bird carbon outside. Rishmol learns this from the words of Zehadovar. Rabbi Akiva uses for Exer Shava. Okay. Zakmar Vaiter, a later Mishnah says that one is not chayiv for doing a kmitzah or a kabbalah outside the Mikdash. How do we know this? And for the Gemara, we don't need a source to teach that he'd be potter. We need a source to say he's chayiv, and there's no such source. Because it can't be learned from shechita, because shechita is more stringent than that the shechita of a Pesach for people who can't eat it because ice of the carbon makes the carbon possible. It can't be learned from zrika, because zrika is more stringent than that a zar who does zrika is chayiv misa. You can't say we learned from a tzad of shava between shechita and zrika, because if this chiyuv could be learned via a tzad of shava, the Torah should not have written the chiyuv for zrika, and we should have learned it from a tzad of shava between shechita and offering it as follows, because it said zrika can't be learned from shechita because shechita is more stringent, and that the shechita of a Pesach for people who can't eat kazayas of the carbon makes the carbon bustle. Can't be learned from the offering up of a carbon, because that even applies to the offering of a mincha, whereas rika doesn't apply to a mincha. So now we should be able to learn with the tzad of shabbat in shechita and offering it up. Yet the Torah wrote a pasuk to teach the chiyuv of zrika, which shows that we can't learn this through a tzad of shabbat. Zakmar Vaiter, Ravo said if someone shechted a carbon outside and did his rika outside, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he would only be chayiv one chata, since they're both learned from the same pasuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, be chayiv two chatos. Abaye said that even according to Rabbi Akiva, he would only be chayiv one chata, because the pasuk says shom tasa, which combines all avodas other than offering up into one category. Rabbi Ravo said if one did rika outside and offered up the carbon outside, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he'd be chayiv two chatos. According to Rabbi Akiva, he'd be chayiv one chata, since they're both learned from the same pasuk. Abaye said no, even according to Rabbi Akiva, he'd be chayiv two chatos, because the pasuk separates the two by saying shom tasa and shom tala. Rabbi Ravo said if the person shechted outside, did the zrika outside, and offered the carbon outside, according to everybody, he'd be chayiv two chatois. Talk more about it. A braisa says the pasuk of michutz machane, it has to be outside the machane, would seem to teach that one is only chayiv if he offered outside all three machanas. The pasuk therefore says bam machane, to teach that he would be chayiv even if he offered it in the machane levia. Based on that, we would think that one would even be chayiv for shechting an oila in the south of the azar, which is outside of its proper place. The pasuk therefore says oyasher yishchat michutz machane. This teaches that just like outside of the machane refers to some place that's not fit for any carbon, so to ba machane refers to such a place. This excludes the dorim of the azar, which although it's not fit for kachim, it is fit for kachim kalam. Ula said, if someone shechts a carbon on the roof of the heichal, he'd be chayiv for shechting outside, because the heichal roof is not fit for the shechita of any carbon. Rava asked, the pasuk of El Pesach Oyel Moed seems to exclude liability for the shechita on the roof of the heichal. The Gemara asked on Rava, If there are places in the Mikdash which are excluded from liability, why the Psukim of Ba'machaneh and Michutz HaMachaneh needed? The Pasuk of Al-Pesach Hayom Moed should be enough. Rather, it must be that it is needed to include the roof of the Heichal as a place that where he would be chayiv for shechting there. Rav Mari answered for Rava, the Psukim are needed to teach that if the animal's body is inside the Azar and his neck is outside and he shechts it like that, he would be chayiv. In fact, that's Poshut, that he'd be chayiv in that case because the Shechita is happening outside the Azar. And rather, it's needed to include the case of where the entire animal is outside the Azar, but the neck is inside. If someone offers a carbon outside the Mikdash in today's times, where there's no Mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan says, he be chayiv, because the original Kedusha remains in effect forever, and Bamis remain also. Rish Lakish says, he be potter, because the original Kedusha does not remain in effect forever, and Bamis therefore become mutter again. Maybe we can say that the argument machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer discusses the various curtains that were put up in the second base of Mikdash, and Rabbi Shua says that he heard that they would offer karbanos and eat karbanos even though there were no curtains. Presumably, Rabbi Shua is arguing Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shua holds that the original kedusha remains in effect. Rabbi Eliezer says it does not. No, it may be that they both agree that the original kedusha remains in effect, and each one was just reporting what they had heard, but they're not actually arguing. If someone offers a karban outside the Mikdash, but there's less than a kezias of meat, but with the bone that is attached, there is a kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv because things attached to the carbon have the status of the carbon itself. Rish Lakish says he's potter because things attached to the carbon do not have the status of the carbon itself. Rava asked, what if someone offers the head of a bird which is smaller than the size of a kezayis, but with the salt that's on it, there's a kezayis? Would he be chayiv? Mari asks further, Rava miParzakia asks Ravashi, this seems to be subject to the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and for the Gemara. This question can be asked according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan, because he may mean that only a bone which is actually from the animal itself is considered to have the status of the carbon, but salt may be different. It could also be asked according to the view of Rish Lakish. Why? Because he may say that bones don't get the status of a carbon because there's no mitzvah to offer the bones of the carbon, but there is a mitzvah to offer the salt along with the carbon, so maybe the salt does get the status of the carbon. Because of this, the Gemara remains with a teku.